A63. Number 15B.
Yes. I want to go back. We want to go over these 7 days again from a different aspect. I promised you that the whole week is the word order, and we want to see that when we were considering the 7 days, that we felt that at certain points there were breaks in it. With the first break, I think we saw when we came to the third day of creation, we said there are two very distinct symbols there, and they are not on the same kind and level. The first symbol was, let the dry land appear, something very definite, nearly static. And then we had the other symbol of the seed within itself, reproducing itself, something very dynamic. See? Therefore, somehow there, in the tone of soul as spirit, and soul as soul, is a break. Up to soul as spirit, we all only had always a creation that just, so to say, created something that was fixed there. Let there be light. Let there be a firmament. There was the firmament. Let there be dry land. There was the dry land. Bang, boom, there it is. The moment you come to soul as soul, that's why we need to know the subtones, you have something dynamic. But the seed within itself, that reproduces itself, you get the sense of movement coming in, of operational sense coming in. And so that whole operational sense we had in the tone of principle, where one was dominating the other and ruling the other, the greater light, to rule the lesser light, and you had a sense of operational sense and power coming in. And also in the tone of life, perhaps we haven't that brought out so clearly as we wanted, but we said there too are two very distinct symbols. The fowls, the birds that fly above the earth into the open firmament, an exalting thought, again an operational sense of flying above something. But then we had suddenly another symbol, quite different, the fishes, and the fishes had a completely different office, namely to multiply, 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 multiply. And when we came to the sixth day, again we had that sense of multiplication going on. And then suddenly we said, in the sixth day, at the point of Truth's life, we said suddenly, but there was no more a creative act going on at all. God didn't create anything anymore from at the point of Truth and Life on, right through to Love as Love. There is no more creative act. It's just a presentation of what is in being. That we had the brotherhood of the ideas, we had the perfection of the ideas, everything was fulfilled in being, nothing had to be done anymore to it. So you have three great breaks in it. And when you consider what these three breaks mean, then we find something interesting, which we need for a further study in a few years. The moment you are talking about matrices, you need that. What do we therefore see? There are 7 days in an unfolding creative activity. And yet we see that there are actually 3 breaks in it of a different kind, which makes 4 parts, if you have 3 breaks. Huh? You have 1 part from mind as mind to soul as spirit. Huh? Can you still follow? Huh? You have it in your mind. Then you have a 2nd part from soul as soul to life as spirit. Then you have, that's an operational sense, then you have a 3rd part, namely soul as life as soul, the multiplication, up to the point of truth as principle. Then you have a being sense, from truth as life until love as love. So you have 4 blocks, so to say, 4 parts, so that we can, that anybody who wants to see another aspect in the days of creation can actually see another aspect, not another layout according to the synonyms, but another layout according to the 4 sides of the holy city. So we can see that actually the 7 days of creation have within themselves a calculus which brings them from mind right to love, a moving calculus. And that moving calculus says what? What was that which we said accentuates that 1st block? It was, so to say, that creative, primal creative activity. Let there be light, let there be a firmament, let there be dry land. That's the creative ability, the primal creative ability of the world. Then, the moment we come to the 2nd block, we have at once the operational sense coming in. Everything begins to move. You have the Christ sense coming in from the point of soul to soul. You have a Christ sense. Therefore, from the seed within itself on, you begin to see that this creation begin to work and have an operative sense and do something to the universe, and the Christ operation sets in, until you come to life as spirit, then we have a break. Then suddenly we get the sense of Christianity. And the sense of Christianity is always that sense of the universe, a universal sense. And it sets in by life as soul with the multiplication of the fishes, that began to multiply and multiply and multiply. And so we have a great sense of multiplication of the divine idea which had dominion, a sense of Christianity. And then we said at the point of truth as life, we have another break where there is no more creative activity going on, where there is, so to say, a being sense being shown, the science sense therefore being shown, namely that the whole creation is whole and is established and is infinite. Nothing has to be done anymore. We only have to know what there is, a science sense. So that through the days of creation runs also the 4 sides of the holy city, but naturally always, and this is interesting to remember, that it's always from the point of view of the creative word. Therefore, these 4 blocks are the word as the word, the word as Christianity, and the word as science. It's always the word, still the word, because it's the creative act, you see. It's not the descent of the Holy Ghost, it's not the descent of Christ, God coming to man, and shows you, therefore, very nicely, that that which brings mind to the point of love has within itself the operational sense of the calculus of work, Christ, Christianity, and science, from the point of view of the world. We see that also, what is it, tomorrow? Yeah, tomorrow we'll see that when we take the days of creation in relationship to the commandments and the Beatitudes and the Lord's Prayer, we'll see that we can see that these seven can be viewed really from as a word order, either from the standpoint of the Word or the Christ or Christianity and science, because those seven synonymous terms have within themselves the dynamics of the four, which is very good to know, because if there would be not the four in the seven, we would have had the feeling that we have to make the seven work. But if we see that they are within themselves a calculus, then we see that they work by themselves. And this is the reason why we have the four in the seven. Now, you remember that Mr. Dorley showed us his matrix, the matrix of the four orders. That matrix, what is that matrix? And he showed, and he arrived at that matrix. I want to say that. He arrived at that matrix before he saw the days of creation in the subtones, and therefore in those four periods. And his spiritual sense told him that if we take the word order, mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love, and that he could see that if you take that and see and ask yourself now, isn't that an operational sense of the word Christ, Christianity, and science? He could see, yes, it is. And so he said, what is the word as the word? And you remember on the matrix he said, it's mind, spirit, soul. Just as we have it now in the days of creation. And he showed through his spiritual sense, what is the word as the Christ? He said, that can be symbolized through soul, principle, life. And in the days of creation you have that. The second part of soul, then principle, and then the first part of life. And he asked, what is Christianity? And he said, Christianity in that word order is actually life and truth. And that's what we have too. We have in the second part of life and the first part of truth, we have that sense. And when he's asked, what is actually the science of it, there he had life, truth, and love in it. Whereas in the days of creation, we have an abbreviated sense of just having truth and love in it. So that, you see, what I want to show, which practically nobody remembers anymore, that years before he investigated the 7 days of creation in their subtones, and therefore in that unfolding order of word as word, word as Christ, word as Christianity, word as science, he could spiritually calculate already those breaks and presented it in the matrix, which shows that if we have a cultured sense of the 7 and the 4, that we are completely independent of any textual authority. That we don't not even need to know the days of creation. that the days of creation would only give us the support of our findings, the verification of our findings, but that whole structure is actually in being and can be touched and can be decoded if we have enough spiritual sense. And that's what I liked about it. That it isn't something that we say now because we have a text that the old prophets have written now. This must be the real authority, and now let's see what that authority says and then accept that authority and say, because the prophet says, it must be so. It's a much higher proof if we can see that we can arrive at the same conclusion as the prophets, or perhaps today even clearer, if we understand the system. And John Dolly proved it, that he could arrive at the same conclusions. And therefore, we too can draw the practical conclusion from it, that we say, if we couch our spiritual sense clearly enough in the 7 and the 4, we can listen to that melody all by ourselves, quite independent of biblical symbolism, quite independent of Mrs. explanation of the symbolism. We can calculate that all by ourselves. And that is what we must do, because when we come to the practice of Christian Science, we have to shut the textbook. Just as Christ on Christmas shows that if you give a treatment, you shut the textbook. You're not going to open the textbook and read on page so-and-so, and then on page so-and-so, and then on page so-and-so to heal the patient. You shut the textbook. You open yourself up to the whole system of being, and let that system of being sound through your consciousness, and let that system of being sound through your consciousness so that consciousness flows along the system, along the individual system. That's why every treatment is new and is different and never repeats itself. The text in the textbook which you read is a repetition of the text. You always read the same text. You can understand it a little bit better, but that is not the flow that you get, which you need in a treatment. So Mrs. Eddy was so right in giving that picture in Christ on Christmas of treating the sick, that long-drawn patient slumbering away and sleeping away in that long bed is being tackled by that woman who knows that consciousness will do the trick, that consciousness will dominate that situation, and she has the textbook closed. Yeah, so where are we? All what I wanted to show up to this point is that we have to culture those days of creation, we have to culture the 7 synonymous term. And not just to be narrow-minded with symbolisms and so on, but really to let the spiritual sense of the scientific presentation flow through your consciousness. Ask questions. Ask intelligent questions on the text. Ask, why do we have the first day before the second day? Why is the second day before the third day? Ask that again and again. Only in this way you begin to feel the spiritual impact of the spiritual order. And our spiritual order takes hold subjectively of our consciousness, and our consciousness is drilled in a new language, in the language of the divine infinite calculus. Then that calculus begins to calculate for us. We don't have any more to calculate ideas. The infinite calculus, our spiritual understanding, begins to calculate us, and therefore will use us. That's now the seed within itself. The calculus then will use us and operate us What will he do as Christianity? Multiplication comes to the point of life as soul and begins to multiply within ourselves always more and more ideas, always more and more views, until inwardly we always come more and more to that consciousness that something within us tells us you can be quite at peace, you can be quite at rest. Everything happens according to God's own plan and law. You don't have to interfere. You don't have to play God and feel that you have to interfere with the situation. You have to do something humanly about the situation. God can take care of it, but that you can do then not in a religious way, in a blind way, but because the calculus within you operates and calculates for us. And that is, I think, what should be what we should achieve through that culture. Yes. Well, these are the seven tones.